This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Danny, a big wedding took place this weekend.
Oh.
You know me. Former Us Weekly guy.
US Weekly.
Who wore it best, right? Josh Allen married his girlfriend turned fiance turned wife, Haley Steinfeld. Can I get an ovation from the audience, please, Darius? I mean, this is a big, momentous occasion. This is a big deal. Holy matrimony. We celebrate that on this program. We love love. Danny, if we love anything, it's a Grant and Danny radio program.
That's the one thing.
We love love.
We like carbohydrates and wings, too, but the number one seed is what?
Love.
Love.
So congratulations to Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld, who I've got to acknowledge, by the way, is an excellent actress. And she has really climbed my actress ratings over the last year or two, interestingly.
Is it like all the different projects she's done?
Her performance in Sinners. She climbed my big board in a big way. I will just tell you. Big Haley Steinfeld guy. Anybody seen Sinners?
No.
That's a no for everybody in the room but me. You should see it.
Heard it's really good.
You know what I liked about it is there's never been a movie in the last 3 years that wasn't a remake or an action figure movie from a comic book. Not one. And this one was unique and different and fun.
And then it's,
I'm slightly hyperbolic in my assessment. But it was cool. We want big Hollywood productions and, something that's fresh and new. And this was that. I'm not a zombie movie guy or like a vampire movie guy. In fact, I hate those. And if I even knew that's what it was, I probably wouldn't have watched it. Like, I didn't go to restaurants that have funny names that I thought were something they weren't. And then I realized I liked it. So I got into a movie not really knowing what I was getting into because I'm a Michael B. Jordan guy. But the point is, Danny, Haley Steinfeld, big fan of hers. But I ask you this, is the tandem of Josh Allen, reigning MVP National Football League, and Haley Steinfeld, Smashola, Sinners, the A-list couple right now? Or is there a couple more notable? The only ones I've come up with that are in the conversation. More famous, more power couple-y, Josh Allen, Haley.
To me, there are more people that know Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. I don't think, like, my wife's friend group knows who Josh Allen is. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
They couldn't name him if they saw a picture of him. But if you said, who's Josh Allen, couldn't they say he's a quarterback in the NFL?
Maybe. 50-50. But they know who Ryan Reynolds is. You know what I mean?
He's definitely the biggest star of the bunch. Okay, Blake Lively, though. I was surprised when we played that game with the Washington Nationals. When they had to answer questions and then we bet on whether or not they got it or not. I was surprised how many of the Nationals didn't really know who Blake Lively's wife, or excuse me, who Ryan Reynolds' wife was as Blake Lively. Is she an A-lister? Like, you like her and I like her because she's a great actress.
The acting.
It's the acting. The acting is phenomenal.
Right?
She was really, really good and Accepted with Justin Long. Her acting in that movie. She would have, should have won an award.
You know where she was actually legit good at acting? Just shtick aside, was The Town.
So good.
She was actually really good in that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Loved her in The Town.
Yep.
The scene with John Hamm where he's holding like, it's like a dollar bill.
I know everything about, everything there's to know about money.
Yeah. Such in the bar.
Yeah.
A little towny bar. So you think they're more famous?
Yes.
That's the A-list couple.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The other one I've got for you is Jay-Z and Beyonce.
That's my one seed.
They're the number one?
I think they're the number one.
Who else is there right now? And if we're going athlete included, is there a bigger A-list couple than Allen Steinfeld?
So if all mine are historical, which doesn't help you on this.
I'll take some historical ones.
David and Victoria Beckham. They were a world phenomenon.
They were.
Now I don't think people care that much.
They don't.
It's like Posh and Becks. That was like, you said that a billion times in like 2004.
Well, I never said it once.
Well, you know actually. What I'm talking about.
Somebody did that I wasn't friends with,
mm-hmm.
but I did not. You certainly did. I can't imagine you saying that.
Always, all the time, I was like, are Posh and Becks there?
St. Albans School, that's what you guys talked about?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what we're talking
about. At their apex, they were bigger, but they're not near that now. Mm-hmm. What else you got?
I've got Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union.
Good one. Gabrielle Union, who, by the way, excellent actress. Love Gabrielle Union.
She was in, I think she was in John Tucker Must Die.
Sure. She was in all the Bad Boys movies.
Sure. Oh, okay.
But I would not call her A-list.
Not as A-list but the Dwayne Wade kind of power couple part. I have one other nominee for you.
Okay, I will accept.
Justin Verlander and Kate Upton.
Very good. It's very good. Is Verlander Upton better than Allen Steinfeld? Is there a recency effect for me after seeing Sinners?
So. I think so.
Because Haley Steinfeld was like 39th on my actress board,
mm-hmm.
acting-wise.
Acting. Just in and terms of judging acting.
She's up to like 11th now. Mm-hmm. Maybe 7th.
Okay.
Maybe 4th, depending on the scene.
Okay.
Because she had some great acting scenes in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's real interesting.
That's real interesting.
Darius, celebrity couples, athletes involved. Who are we forgetting? You can call us 800-636-1067.
So historically, Tom and Giselle, obviously, but they're no longer a couple.
Tom and Giselle is good.
That's your one seed couple
anymore.
There. Yeah.
One seed ever?
That's Tom Brady.
No.
And a supermodel that makes more money than him, that the whole world knows.
What about Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley? You sleep a little bit.
I do.
Oh, my God. Guy, we're forgetting the most obvious one.
Yeah, there's one that's right there in your face, isn't it?
Luke in Falls Church. I'm an idiot. I'm the dumbest person who's ever lived. Make me feel like I'm the size of an ant. Go ahead. Do it.
Hey, guys. I was surprised that you guys forgot this one. T. Swift and Travis Kelce.
We're surprised, too.
Stupid.
Yeah, we're surprised, too. That's not great on our part. You can tell this is not what I major in. I'm doing my best over here. This was supposed to be for you.
Did we just do the dumbest radio segment in the history of the world?
That's up there.
Jesus. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift dates Travis Kelce. God, I suck at this.
I definitely do. I frankly thought you'd be better at it.
This is my wheelhouse.
Because it's not mine. Like, I don't care who you're attracted to or who you're
dating. Well, in fairness to me, if I could say this.
Go ahead.
How am I supposed to know that Taylor Swift dates Travis Kelce?
It's never there.
Nobody talks about
There's
it.
There's no video.
It's definitely something that goes under the radar.
Mm.
My God, was that stupid.
How about Ciara Russell Wilson?
Ooh.
That was a power couple for
Thank
sure.
Thank you, by the way, for keeping the show moving. Like,
yeah,
that's a good producer.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want you guys to dwell on that too bad. That was pretty bad.
I'm like
are you guys in there going, Taylor Swift? You weren't, were you?
No.
Yeah, but, where were you guys this whole time?
This is about you guys.
You could have bailed us out at any moment.
Yeah, Ryan's in a meeting with corporate right now.
Yeah, Ryan's talking to Lou about the characters in his tweet.
So this is old school. This is before your time. You wouldn't have cared about them at all, but they were a major deal. When tennis mattered, Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf.
Hold on. Before we go to there, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I want to go back. What did Darius just say? He just said one that piqued my interest. Oh, Russell Wilson and Ciara. Ciara's a great singer. Her goodies?
What are some of your favorite songs by her?
My Goodies.
That's she did My Goodies?
Yeah.
Which one's My Goodies?
My Goodies was silly when we were like, well, I always say we.
We were not.
I was in high school.
Yeah, I was not.
You were 37.
Yeah.
But My Goodies was a 10.
Oh, I remember this one.
Yeah.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're... Are we okay here? Everything's fine?
It feels like... Okay. Are we headed down a...
Because when I hear Petey Pobs...
He usually comes in very respectful.
Freak-a-leak frame, I just assume we're going off the rails very, very soon. By the way, I love Petey Pablo. That was my guy. Freak-a-leak. Okay, so Ciara Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. A-listers. Are they better than Haley Steinfeld, Josh Allen?
Better.
Bigger celebrity couple.
I think so. Because again, I think Josh Allen, this isn't about football quality, but in terms of like Q rating and celebrity, like locked away in Buffalo, I don't think it's the same as Russell Wilson, who's like making headlines.
So
all
there was
the time.
There was one more that I was gonna bring up here that I want to go to Dick in DC here because this was the one I was working toward. So Dick, give me the one that is the shining star here of the celebrity couples with an athlete.
Absolutely the newest, Paul Skeens and Libby Dunn.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Pretty damn good. Libby Dunn's on a heater right now, by the way. You could just call her entire existence a heater.
Sure, yeah.
By the way, excellent gymnast. I am a huge fan of her as a gymnast.
What's your favorite event of hers that she does?
Floor routine,
yep.
For sure.
The floor, yep.
I think what she does on the floor routine is transcendent.
Mm.
Also really like her doing bars.
Sure.
And
Vault.
Beam. She's good on the vault.
Vault or beam?
Beam is good.
Beam
is good. Big Libby Dunn guy.
Yeah.
LSU gymnastics is kind of a, I don't talk about it a lot on the show, kind of a pet project.
It doesn't come up as much, right? No. We don't do a lot of LSU gymnastics.
We don't get to talk about the things we want to talk about on the show all the time.
We talk about that?
We have to talk about stuff that is important to the masses.
Yes.
Like one time I did a whole segment about the LSU gymnastics team and some of the stuff that was going on with Gabby and Sarah and whatnot and the cuts that were happening. And CK came in, he said, we're broadcasting, not narrowcasting. This isn't Baton Rouge.
It's like lesson learned, right?
He called me a fat ass and he walked out.
No, he didn't.
Okay, one of that was made up.
He
didn't. He would never do that. Libby Dunn, man. I just wanted to say that again. Libby Dunn. But anyway, back to the point at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Skeens, definitely over Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld.
I think right now, yeah.
Okay, so now I've got them down to two.
Yep.
I'm going to say no to Ciara and Russell Wilson. I think they're washed.
In terms of current standings?
Yeah.
Not all time, but
they're
current
washed.
Standings? Okay.
And not Ciara. I mean, she's still an excellent singer. But just the couple in general, uh-huh. I see them and I kind of go, get them off my screen. I don't want to do Russell Wilson stuff anymore. Russell Wilson, no.
No.
So I'm going to say Josh Allen number two. Do we have anything current yet that's above that?
I'm asking.
Swift and Kelsey are one.
Swift and Kelsey.
So then they're third.
Yeah.
So they're third.
Third. Is Tiger Woods still dating Lindsey Vonn?
No, God.
Is that
are you
old?
Kidding?
I don't know.
That was 10 years ago.
Really, was it?
I thought
the Ellen Nordegren was 10 years ago.
When talking about Tiger Woods, assume that there's a new girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
That's my general.
Assume way that to he's do it. Pretending to be hurt at a tournament?
Exactly right. Let's go to Steve in Bristow. Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Got an old school one here. Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe.
That's kind of your all-time.
That's big time.
Yeah. That's kind of your all-time
That's
one.
That's pretty, pretty good. Who is the Marilyn Monroe comp now? Would it be like a...
It might be...
Livy Dunn?
No. I know, it's a good bit, though. It might, honestly, even though, like, totally different people, but, like, it might be Beyonce. The everybody loves Beyonce across every genre of everything. You know what I mean? Like, that's the sort of, like, the it
person. Marilyn Monroe was an actress and model?
Yeah, a model, actress, singer, did a little bit of everything.
That's why I'm thinking it's got to be the most famous model would be the comp. Let's go to Shane, who's in Sterling on Grant and Danny. What's up, Shane?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Good.
You're missing the biggest one. You guys watch the Knicks games? Timothy Chalamet, Kylie Jenner?
Well, so we're going with athlete couples.
But Timothy Chalamet's pretty athletic.
I suppose. He could probably play an athlete. Yes, I mean, if we're just talking about celebrity couples like we were with, you know, Ryan Reynolds
and
Blake Lively. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they sit courtside at every game. Chalamet's locked in wearing some kind of, like, Knicks jumpsuit. Kylie Jenner went to most of the games. They're right there front and center. My wife was like, man, you're really locked into this game. I was like, I'm trying to find Timothy Chalamet. And I eventually did. He was under the basket. Took me forever.
Oh.
I knew he was courtside because I saw him on Instagram.
Because you could see it, right?
And I saw he was wearing a big, dumb, all-orange outfit like he was escaped from prison in New Orleans.
The matching.
He wrote the word two incorrectly on the wall.
Yeah.
That's a deep cut.
That's a great bit, by the way.
Thank you. I just wanted some. He probably would have been captured an hour later on Bourbon Street.
Instead of writing T-O-O.
Those guys.
You mean the escaped felons didn't have great grammar?
They get, well, not only that.
You mean to tell me?
They get out of, Darius and I were dying the one day about this. They get out of the prison and, like, they're caught three blocks away a day later.
blocks away.
Like, as if nobody's looking for him. We'll just go eat at Brennan's and tell Christian hello.
Well, you remember when Andy Dufresne got away? He didn't go to Zihuatanejo. He just went down the street.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.